When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, and welcome. I'm Kat.
And I'm Mike.
This is HGTV
Obsessed.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey there.
I was gonna say Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Good morning. It's just a little weird. We don't usually record.
I know. So early in Monday morning recording. How strange.
I feel like this is going to be a great episode, and maybe we'll turn into morning people. We are trying to become morning people.
Our average wake-up time is about 9 o'clock.
No. Michael got mad at me this morning because he goes, did my alarm go off this morning? And I was like, I didn't hear it. Sorry, babe. I got up. He's like, I really wish you would have woken me up.
You should have shook me up.
You should have woken me up. I'm like,
splash some water on my face, babe. Come on.
Like, and I was like, don't get mad at me because you slept through your alarm. Like, I have nothing to do with this.
Okay. All right, let's get back. So welcome back to another episode of HGTV Obsessed.
The weekly podcast where we dive into all things HGTV. I'm Kat.
And I'm Mike. We make funny videos on TikTok about marriage, parenting, life, you pretending to be your mom.
Me pretending to be you.
Me forgetting that you're there with me and I walk up a hill. Yeah, whole nine yards.
So this week, I know we say this every week, but we have some seriously amazing guests. I mean, if they're on this show, they're obviously an amazing guest.
So it's true. We have the epic brother and sister duo, Steve and Leanne Ford.
You probably know them from Restored by the Fords, Leanne's run on Rock the Block, and A Very Brady Renovation. And now they have a brand new show on HGTV called Home Again with the Fords.
They seriously are the coolest. I mean, we had so much fun interviewing them. Super chill, awesome guys. Is very funny. So
I think roll out. Roll the clip.
Let's get to it.
In my head, it sounded so much smoother. Steve and Leanne Ford, welcome. When I watched your premiere, first off, the music.
Yes.
Introing. I felt very homey. Second off, you guys have this like videos of you as children playing around. You guys are a brother and sister. It was so homey. The first house you did, her great grandfather got it in the 1880s. I was like, I didn't even know houses like were that old, like could still be lived in, you know?
Oh, you really did see the premiere. You must be very important.
I am. They always send it to me and I approve it. So, you know, you're welcome. I approve.
Wait, what house are we talking about?
We're talking about the premiere, Spitzer.
It was the house. It had its own ice cream parlor and mini golf course.
Yeah, we haven't even seen that yet.
Oh, it's great.
That's because we had to approve it.
How do we do?
You did phenomenal.
Yeah, we don't see it until it's shown on air. So we just really trust the HGTV gods that they're going to be nice to us.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's fun factoid. That's cool.
They actually did a great job. So
yeah.
Good on you guys.
Good on you.
Good on you, mate. All right, so we have siblings. I just can't imagine doing this with my sibling.
It wouldn't work out for me. That's for sure.
You just watch us be very sibling-ish. So we are definitely brother and sister, and they capture it very fully. And thankfully, Steve and I like each other and it's okay. But I mean,
good to hear. I wasn't sure anymore.
No lies around here. No, but they really do a good job of capturing the actual relationship we have, which is, I think we really support each other and trust each other, but you know, you do drive each other crazy just by sake of construction's a hard business to be in, period. You know, well, the business where you've chosen to be in is tough. And then you add your family into it and you gluttons for punishment.
So this show is obviously personal to you guys, like really personal. What can you tell us about Home Again with the Fords?
Yeah, this is fun. So this is our third season of TV. But we've done a couple other shows, like we did Rock the Block and we did A Very Brady Renovation. But for us, with the show about the Fords, we had two seasons previous, which was Restored by the Fords. And they noticed from that a lot of people, it's always based in Pittsburgh, which is our hometown where we grew up. And they noticed a lot of people in Pittsburgh they're buying their childhood homes and they're moving to their neighborhood that they grew up in. And, you know, that everybody really feels connected to their past here. And so this season, it's all about that. It's called Home Again with the Fords. It's people that are renovating a family home or moving into something that they're connected to in their past, which we love because we are very connected to our family and we're very connected to Pittsburgh. So this season, this is really season one for us, but season three. So we don't even know what we're calling it, but we get to dive in a little deeper. It's an hour long now. So we get to dive into the designs and we get to learn more about the clients and we get to watch family videos from our childhood. So it's really a lot more fun to have it be a bit longer.
So why do you think more people are moving back to their hometowns?
Well, you know, this show concept was decided over a year ago before quarantine, before COVID, and then it just so happened that this has become a huge part of our culture right now. And I moved back. I used to live between Los Angeles and Pittsburgh, and we left LA during quarantine and we came back full speed ahead to Pittsburgh. And I noticed just so many of my friends are doing it. You hear so much about people moving back to their hometowns, and it's just about, you know, a realignment of what's important. So family has become important and how we spend our time has become important, where before I think everybody was go, 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 work, work, work. And now that we see a difference and we're actually working from home, we want a better home and we want family around, you know. My husband and I have a daughter who's almost two, and we were just like, if we're going to be stuck and if we're not going to be able to get on an airplane, then like we got to go to grandma and Uncle Stevie. Sorry.
It's cool. We're glad you did too.
So you moved from LA to back home to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I mean, I'd always had I've always been in Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh's always been a part of my life, but for the first time, we kind of hunkered down. You guys have a babe.
We do. We have a 1-year-old. Yeah. She just turned one.
Cutie.
She's awesome. Yeah. So you think like it was purely just, you know, what prompted you was just to be closer to family then? It was just,
I mean, just personally, I had to travel so much for work. And then within a year, quarantine happened and we were able to be still. And my husband and I always kind of laugh about how, you know, when you have a baby, everybody else is having fun without you. And you're like, you feel like the world is still going. The whole world stopped. So we have nothing to miss. Everybody was just like letting us be young parents. Don't you feel like that?
Actually, after we had the baby, and then we were ready to like go out and like be with
people. We were finally ready. Like
COVID hit and we're like, what the heck? We were in our 600 square foot apartment with this newborn baby. Her crib was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like her cries would like reverberate from the stove to the bedroom. We're like, oh, she needs.
You're ready for some disco.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So this show is basically kind of like a love letter from you guys to the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah.
And so what makes Pittsburgh so special in your opinion, besides, you know, you have your family there, or is that what would make anything special for someone if their family's there?
I would say my favorite thing about Pittsburgh, you know, I turned 18 and left for college and was like, see ya, never coming back, you know, as most probably girls do. I don't know. But off I went as a creative soul. And I really started coming back later in life, probably like 10 years ago. I bought a place here, a little one room schoolhouse. And I realized that you in Pennsylvania and in Pittsburgh, you can buy cheap real estate and it's like beautiful history. And all of these places are architecturally interesting in so many different ways, you know, and there's mid-century next to an old cabin next to any style lives together. And that's been my favorite part, even with the show, is to be able to do all different styles of architecture. And there's so much history in this town. It's been really fun. It's just to play as a designer.
Hmm. What about you, Steve?
I think I kind of realized early on that Pittsburgh was amazing. And, you know, I went and did the same thing. I went to college. I went to WVU. And then I went out and hung out on Leanne's couch for a few months and then ended up in California for like 2 years. But then realized that I missed my family and I missed all my childhood friends and my college friends. And that everything that I wanted to do, I could do here. You know, for me, I was like a lot of outdoor recreation at that point. So I did have to give up an ocean and bigger mountains, but I'm still capable to do all that stuff here. Just have to be more creative.
That's cool. We both have siblings. Obviously, we love them very much. I literally, like I said earlier, I cannot imagine working with them every single day. but what are, you know, for you guys, what are the best things about working with your sibling? And then also, what's the most challenging thing about it?
Take it away, Leanne.
I love it. I love it. No, I would say the best thing would be that Steve, I call him the MacGyver of construction, because any strange idea I have, he will figure out and he can figure out, and he's a creative soul. So the best thing is I can say, let's do, I'm going to put, coffee on the wall and make it look old, you know? And so he always says no. And then the next day he says, we can do it. I figured it out. Like, it's always 100%. So now, having lived, you know, in the same, having known Steve for what, 30 something years, I know that he will say no and he'll say, we can't do it, and just wait. And the next day he will say, okay, here's how we're doing it. Yeah. Right. And so I think just by sake of working together so long and knowing each other's language, I mean, we literally grew up in the same house. Like, we can speak each other's language very easily.
I want to like get into that a minute, because Leanne comes up with some wild ideas. And sometimes my mind just goes to, Leanne, you're crazy. That's silly. And then I have to go home and then I have to sleep on it. Maybe I have to run it by some friends. And then, because I want to, you know, be that guy that makes it happen. I really do. It just, it takes, I got to let it simmer so I don't get myself into trouble. Because as soon as you say yes, you're done. You're doing it. It doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter how hard it is. You're in. So I just like to make sure my yeses are.
Steve, I hate to tell you this, but before you say yes, you're doing it anyway.
I know.
But I will say, though, also, we had the same sense of humor, which you don't realize, you know, when you're siblings, you get older and off you go and you see each other at holiday time. And so for us, like, we don't realize how we have the same references of humor and really visually anything until we started working together. And it all kind of goes back to the same, like, five scenes from our favorite childhood movies.
Steve, when you said, so Leanne, you kind of come up with the creative design.
Wild ideas.
Yeah. And then, but you are left, Steve, you're going to have to execute them. What is the craziest thing, the weirdest thing she's ever asked you to do that you were like, no way. And then you pulled it off.
And then I said no, and it stuck, or I actually did it.
Nobody wants to hear about the things you didn't do.
Yeah, the thing you actually had to do. Yeah.
You did.
I don't know if there is any. I'm trying to think of any. I mean, the thing about Leanne is it's pretty regular. It's a regular thing. It's not like there's just this one time. It's like consistently a challenge. So to me, I think that's what I like about it, too, is I like to be challenged. If I was just doing, you know, regular construction, the same thing every day, I would feel like my life was, you know, something monotonous I wouldn't be able to do, because I just don't, my attention span doesn't work that way. So to walk into work and Leanne challenges me every day. And, you know, one example that comes to mind is like, she buys things because they're attractive to her for our project, but in no way did she ever put a tape measure next to the whatever it is to see if it would fit the job we're doing. So it's always, you know, here's this giant thing or this small thing that has to fit into the opposite size hole. You know,
have you ever had to say no? Like, was there ever a time where you, like you said no and that was it? And then
like, this is impossible. And
I'm sure there's been, it's always a budget related.
Got it.
If there's a no, it's just because we can't afford it.
Got it.
So outside of this new show you guys have on HGTV, what else do you guys have going on?
What do we do? What do we do in our free time?
What do you do besides this?
What makes you just freaking light up inside?
Well, see my creative job I'm doing right now?
Kind of.
Because I'm a creative too. I'm making a gas tank out of dice.
What?
What the heck? Guys, for those of you that cannot see, no one can see this. This is a gas tank, but it's covered with
is it dominoes? Dice. Oh, dice. Holy cow.
So I was like, how am I going to put dice on a gas tank? Well, I figured it out.
That's very creative.
Try to one up him, Lee.
I know I can't. Our mom still doesn't know Steve has a motorcycle.
Don't tell her.
No, that's just a gas tank for whatever, right? Like that's just
for my lawnmower.
That one goes on the wall.
You know what we do? So Steve and I are working with Heart Tools, which we've loved because I always am like, I want to give people the tools of the trade to like, this is what you need to create this. Like you too can do it. We can't come to all of your homes, but you can do it. So we've been making videos with them about how to do certain projects and we're doing kind of DIY. Steve's the construction guru and I'm the design guru and together we're able to do that. So that's been really fun to do that with Heart and we've been enjoying that because you can dive a little deeper into like actually the process.
That's awesome. That's exciting.
Oh, I just built a container house. And I've been snowboarding a lot.
Steve, I feel like you're such a mystery man.
Well, you know, when you don't have children, you got a lot of time on your hands.
Wait, I just have to tell you guys because I'm like staring at you laughing because I did a deep dive into all your videos and I just had some major giggles. But my favorite was with the glove when you said, let's see how long until you take sleep notices the glove.
I'm so glad you liked it. That's awesome. Yeah.
That was really, because I actually feel like I do that to my husband all the time and I get a little giggle out of it, but you know, you don't get to put it on Instagram.
I have to watch that one.
The thing is like, I'm oftentimes not all there. So it's very easy for her to do things like that, you know?
So basically you guys, you're going to need your own TV show on HGTV is what I'm.
I mean, people just got to keep putting it out there.
Exactly. We all know a guy. We'll talk to him for you.
Great.
Cool.
But just know that it's exhausting. We look tired because we film a lot.
That's okay.
Yeah. I was talking to my dad this morning and we FaceTimed and he saw my face and he was like, whoa, you look like really tired. I'm like, I just woke up. And he's like, no, you look like bad tired. I'm like, oh, okay.
Thanks, Dad.
You should know better than that.
There is a soul tired that it really is. I know. But I mean, you know, I always say, I'm like, I laugh about I picked a job. I used to be in fashion. I was a creative director and a stylist. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm schlepping all this clothing around like in the subways and taxis. And then instead I took a job that was schlepping furniture around. So now like instead of carrying a suit, we're carrying a sofa. And I think I just traded in the wrong direction. I'm like, I should have gotten into jewelry or something, you know, easy.
No, you have great taste. You guys made that house into like a totally different.
You stay in shape though, you know?
Yeah, you do burn a lot of calories, I'm sure.
You know, I wish it worked that way.
Steve's like, for the next show and tell, I'll show you my.
You want to see my gym? Honestly, we work so hard, but that kind of work for some reason for me doesn't equate to the same as exercise. And maybe it's because I'm getting older.
No, we had people moving us into our new place and I was
exhausted watching them.
I did nothing. I mean, I kind of filmed around them for like a video, but I was exhausted. I was like, wow, I did not lift one box, but whoo!
You poor thing.
I don't know how I did it.
You know, I always wonder, like, if I watch the show, I'm like, well, man, why didn't you know, like brush your hair or why didn't you like do anything to look cute? Like put some makeup on, girl. And then I remember because we're actually staging. It's like we're bringing the furniture in and then we're decorating and then we're, you know, getting this whole place ready. And I feel like for me, it's always more important that the house looks good. I'd rather be getting the pillows dialed and like hurry up and go change in the car before we get them on film.
That shows you really care. You care about what you're doing, you know,
you're in the zone.
Like you care about the job.
Well, somehow we found the only job where it's like I'm the designer, the stage set decorator, the wardrobe stylist, the actor, the set, I write the script, you know, like, you know, Steve and I are making it up as we go along. So we definitely found a creative outlet. I'll say that.
So we are on our last
segment
called Defend the Trend. And this is basically, we tell you guys, hey, there's a trend. Are you for it or against it?
Right.
And why?
So the trend is, you ready for this? All white kitchens.
So is it here to stay or Is it totally passe?
Okay, an all white kitchen. This you've really gone right into my soul on this first question.
Oh, okay.
You're known to love white.
The reason I believe in white paint and white cabinets and white counters is because it's so timeless, and white tile, because things come and go, these trends come and go, and like a simple clean palette is going to last a lot longer. It's visually going to last through multiple styles, multiple years. And it's kind of, if you're looking for timeless, it's the way to go.
I agree. My parents live in a house that is like 100 years old. And we walked in one time, they painted the kitchen cabinets, which were brown, white. And yeah. The whole house changed.
It was so great.
I don't even know how it happened. It was crazy.
I enjoyed being there.
Yes. Yeah, it does change everything. I told my parents to paint their wood cabinets when I was in sixth grade. I was like, we need to paint these wood cabinets. I had gone to my friend Greg's house, and he had a white kitchen. And by the way, my mom's still in the cabinets, like still in the house with the same cabinets, still painted. And they look great. And that's... it's been a long time since sixth grade.
Steve, do you agree? Color in the kitchen or all white?
I agree with Keller. Leanne and I think, are both earth tone fans. Leanne likes the white. I also obviously do. But what's nice about, I mean, you really put it to the kitchen. What's nice about that is that you can use that as like your blank canvas. And then you can get, if you want to get a bright red KitchenAid mixer, you can use that for a week and then put it back in your cabinet.
Yes. Well, the other thing about what the white paint and the white kitchen thing is, it's fail proof, right? So, you know, a lot of these style homes that you do with wood cabinetry or with this, you know, fun tile, I like all styles, but that's a lot harder to curate and create. And if you're looking for fail proof, simple, timeless, it's all about the white kitchen.
I love both of those answers. That's awesome.
So it has, well, first off, we really love talking to you guys. I think we've got off topic like so many times, but it was so great.
Wait, we only have one trend to defend?
That's it.
One. It's only one. I mean,
we were really,
we could probably
roll.
Think of some.
We were ready. Can you give us whatever one you've given to our competition, some other HGTVers?
I think open floor plan was one of them. What's your thoughts on an open floor plan?
I like it. I think everybody that had an open floor plan now wishes they had walls again with COVID. They're like, get me out of here. But it just depends on the home. Some projects we've done, we've kept all the walls intact because it was all about the style of the home. And some projects where the home doesn't have as much style, open floor plan helps that.
I think this also depends on your living situation and who's living in your house. So remember that if there's a lot of people in your house, you might want privacy somewhere.
I feel like Steve should have his own deep thoughts with Steve.
I feel like I would listen to that podcast, Steve, if you just sat there and just rattled off like thoughts, things you were thinking about.
We should have. I was actually thinking about having my own podcast. It would be either fireside or on a chairlift.
If only you could learn how to turn the mic on.
If only.
I know a guy for that.
I'll help you, Steve. Just give me a ring, bro. We'll do a speed round. Ready? We got two more. Ready? Over the top tile. Go.
I would say no. I love it, but I'd say no as a trend.
Okay.
Okay. Other holiday Christmas trees, like for Valentine's Day, Halloween, a birthday.
That just made me shiver in my boots.
Because I'm like, where are we going to store all this stuff that we're buying for all these holidays?
Also, I realized this year we've put a tree up probably the first time in 5 years or more. And I'm like, the reason that I have not decorated for Christmas recently is I've been decorating the house for the last 5 years. You know what I mean? So like, I just got the sofa in place and now I have to move it to put a tree in. And then after Christmas, you got to move everything back.
Maybe you should design around holidays.
Just put the tree in. Well, then that's true. If you have a Valentine's tree and a birthday tree, you can just have your tree spot.
Well, yeah, I agree. I think it would be too much. I didn't even decorate for Christmas.
We literally didn't do a single thing this year, which was kind of sad. But at the same time, like, we didn't have to pick anything up. So,
and we took the baby to see Christmas trees. So she wasn't, Christmas spirit was still alive. I promise.
It was alive and well.
100%. Yeah. After Christmas, you're like, okay, we're good. Back to normal.
Time for the new year.
Totally.
So where can the people listening find you guys on social media, and where can we all watch Home Again with the Fords?
Yeah.
So we can watch Home Again with the Fords on HGTV. The premiere is on February 2nd at 9 p.m. on Tuesday. So that's the first one that you guys had the luxury of seeing. And then it's every Tuesday after that. And then we have our Instagram is Restored by the Fords. And then Steve's is Steve Ford's Garage. So those are all the ways to find us and kind of follow along. It's fun. So after every episode, we'll put content from behind the scenes and we'll show pictures of the reveal. And I always like to show the actual interior images on my Instagram, which is fun.
That's awesome. You just gained a couple followers, by the way. So
we wanted to thank you guys for joining us on HGTV Obsessed.
Yeah.
And wish you good luck on your new show. I really loved it. Very nostalgic.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Fun.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow, that was an awesome interview. What'd you think?
I love them.
Yeah.
I knew I liked Leanne, but I didn't know Steve was going to be so cool.
Yeah.
We asked him what creative projects he's working on, and he pulls out a gas tank with dice on it. I'm like, what?
Unbelievable.
What's behind box number two?
I literally, you said it though, but I think you would, I was thinking during the interview, like you would be friends with Leanne. Like you and her would get along really well.
She's a good speaker. She's one of those people that when she speaks, she like stares at you, and I was just staring at her in the Zoom call like, wow, she's talking only to me right now. I felt really great.
And I feel like Steve and I, like, we could hang out in his garage. I would be like the guy that just is like kind of in the corner, not really doing anything, but we're just having a good time, you know, like I'm just sipping a beer, he's sipping a beer.
That might be an HGTV show.
Yeah. Oh, that could be great.
Are we their new best friend?
He fixes something and I just, you know.
You just,
yeah, lost. So how you doing? I interview Steve.
Way to go, man. I like what you're doing.
Anyways, so yeah.
I don't even honestly think I could ever work with my little brother. I love him so much and he's one of the greatest people on earth, but if it's like my job,
yeah,
and he messes something up, I'm gonna be like, no, I grew up with this. I'm not going to have it in my adult years.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything. My siblings listen to this. So.
Oh, mine do too.
Oh God. What did you do?
We love you, Chris. Okay. So
it is time for,
do you know what time it is?
Yeah.
HGTV to the rescue.
This is one of our favorite segments where we take questions submitted by HGTV fans and legit HGTV stars and experts answer them.
Da, 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 da.
This week might be one of the number one questions we get, and we have the perfect people to answer it.
Yep. We have Group SVP of HGTV Programming, Lauren Roosh, and President of Balthazar Entertainment, Brian Balthazar. I don't know why I slowed down when I said Balthazar.
It's a nice name.
It's a beautiful name. Balthazar from HGTV House Party. So they are here to answer a question from Keith about how to get on HGTV.
Keith asks, Lauren and Brian, how do you get on HGTV? I'm just saying, I will hand my house keys to anyone on your network. What's the secret?
Well, you know, we actually have something called a Be On HGTV page at hgtv.com where we list all of our shows that are currently looking for homeowners. So if you're looking to have your house featured in a show, you look to see, like, you guys are in Tampa. We have 100 Day Dream Home shoots in Tampa. So if you guys are ready to buy a dream home, we could put you on the show. It would depend on what city you're in, what show it is, and if you kind of fit the criteria of that particular show. Each show has kind of its own unique criteria because we don't want our shows to all be exactly the same. So there are different budgets, different rooms in the house, different regions, all of that. But you could check it out on hgtv.com. If you want to host a show on the network, that's a whole different story. And I always say that if you want to do that, it's great to watch our shows carefully and watch the credits and see what are the names of the production companies that produce the shows that you guys like the best. At that point, reach out to them and tell them, I have this specialty. I'm a designer. I'm a realtor, whatever it is, and let them bring you in to the company because they already have an established relationship with us.
I would say also that's a great way to get on as a homeowner as well, because if you look at these shows that you're watching on HGTV and one is shot in your area or your region, because that's really the first step, is like most of the shows that we have aren't traveling across the country doing makeovers. They're usually doing it in a specific region. So if there's one that's in your region, say, you know, Tampa, for example, and you watch that show at the end credits, you'll see the production company that's doing it. In addition to HGTV.com, they're probably sending out casting notices on their website, or they can refer you to their booking or casting department and they'll be able to tell you. So there's another little secret. And also, if you do want to be on HGTV or be in the design space, definitely post your work on social media and make sure not to just put pictures of the rooms that you do, but also make sure that we see video of you, because a lot of designers, a lot of contractors, they post just their work and they want the show, but it's really hard to know how they come across on screen if they don't shoot themselves on video as well. So I think the best thing to do is like shoot the kind of video that you'd like to see yourself doing on television. And you can do that with your phone and you can edit it on your phone and put it on your social media accounts. Start with TikTok, start with Instagram and Facebook, and go at it and make it, get people to fall in love with you there, and people will take notice.
That's awesome.
That's how I got my first internship when I was 19. I was obsessed with game shows and I would be watching them, and I literally called up as a complete cold call. And they ended up hiring me as an intern. It's like, sometimes you've got to just like go for it. I think if you want it, put it out there and it'll happen.
You have to love it first. You have to love whatever you're doing first, and then everything comes.
Seriously, every single one of our friends and family have asked us this question. They're like, oh, you're doing a podcast?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it's a podcast. They're like, oh, so you don't have your own show? No, but I mean, it's still a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. And then let me know when you have your show.
Cloud chasers. Well, now, you know, we can honestly just direct them to this episode. And if you have a question to submit to HGTV to the Rescue, look for the HGTV Obsessed post on HGTV's Instagram account on Thursdays.
Wow. What a day.
Yeah. Seriously. I honestly think that we can do this every Monday morning, right?
Brad, cut that. No, we're not doing this every Monday morning. There's no way.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, thank you to Steve and Leanne Ford for joining us today on the pod.
Don't miss out on their new show, At Home with the Fords, you guys. It's so good. It's this heartwarming show that we all need right now.
Yeah.
And it's like if your TV could hug you.
And like give you a big smooch on the cheek.
Wow.
Like grandma's kiss.
Grandma's kiss, but it's your favorite grandma.
Right.
She doesn't slobber up on you. She
not just, the one you're like, ah.
Yeah. No, this is a clean and quick.
Also, we just wanted to say a huge thank you to Lauren, Roosh, and Brian Balthazar for being on HGTV to the Rescue. Their hilarious show, HGTV House Party, is available to be binged on Discovery Plus. If you want to ask HGTV stars your own question, hit us up on the HGTV Instagram account. Just look for our post on Thursdays.
And as usual, if you like what you're listening to right now, this very second.
Don't waste any time.
Come on, let's smile. Give me a little smile. Come on. Curve it up. There we go. That's what I like to see. Okay, hop over to Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you watch your podcasts. We got Spotify. What else we got?
Stitcher.
Yep. So pop over there to rate and review HGTV Obsessed. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. And head over to hgtv.com/podcast for the show notes on today's episode.
The show notes are cool. You want the show notes.
Yeah, we are just learning about the show notes and they're amazing. They got pictures in there and notes about the show.
It's a perfect side by side.
Perfect. So lastly, if you want even more of us, I mean, I get it.
Who wouldn't?
We both said who wouldn't.
Follow us on TikTok.
Very self-absorbed.
Oh my God.
Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube at Mike and Kat. And my Instagram is actually just for me because
you're just such a star.
I'm such a star.
Anyways.
No, if you search Mike and Kat, you'll find us.
Yes. We love you guys so much.
See you next Thursday. Woo. I want more of me every day. Follow us on... Don't make those noises. What are you doing? You can't make those noises. What the heck?
I'm just saving Brad time because that's what I think of when you say that.